Welcome to our overview of clary sage. The Latin binomial of clary sage is Salvia scleria. Salvia scleria. If you haven't had a chance to get it out, now is a good time to do so. And go ahead and take a moment to smell clary sage. It's very rich. Its aroma is very rich and deep. What other words come to mind? Floral. There's a slight warmth to it to me. Just think, maybe take a moment to write down some words that came to you while you were smelling it. Clary sage belongs in the botanical family, the Lamiaceae. An older name for the Lamiaceae family is the Labiatae family. As I said in the Roman chamomile overview, getting to know all these synonyms, whether it's of the Latin name or the botanical family, will help if you, you know, decide to start doing some research on different essential oils or aromatic plants. The essential oil is distilled from the flowering tops of clary sage, so it's not a true flower. It's distilled with some flowers and some top leaves. It's a great plant to grow a few times in your garden. It doesn't flower the first year, and then it flowers the second year. I've seen it in the North Carolina Botanical Gardens, and I believe, yeah, one year I actually grew it in my garden. I like clary sage. It's a beautiful plant. It's a little bit pungent in the plant versus the essential oil. You get a little tiny bit of its pungency, but for sure, if you grow the plant and smell the leaves, it's pungent. It's very different than the essential oil. The blending factor is 2 to 3, so it's not quite as aromatically potent as Roman chamomile, but it's still very potent. You don't need to use a lot of clary sage. It can easily become overwhelming if there's too much of it. So I'm just going to smell. Okay, so it's considered a mid to base note. The quality of its note will differ. Say if you blend clary sage with vetiver, it'll pull that clary sage into more of a base note function. And if you mix clary sage with lavender, it would have that more mid note aroma. Clary sage, like Roman chamomile, has no known contraindications or concerns. It does have grass status. It's used in food and flavoring. And let's see here. Its major chemical composition. So if we look at its chemical feature, its major components are basically the ester, linalyl acetate, and a sedative alcohol, linalool. Those are two components or a chemical family, the sedative alcohols the monoterpene alcohols and the esters. Those are two chemical families we find in essential oils. And both of them, many of the monoterpene alcohols do exhibit sedative or anxiolytic, anxiety-relieving activity. And then again with the esters, Roman chamomile was rich in esters. The esters have a general therapeutic action of being anti-inflammatory and antispasmodic, and a nervine, like calming to the nervous system, specifically to the parasympathetic, you know, which needs to come in for that rest and relaxation and nourishment versus a high stress or stimulating. Stimulation. Clary Clary Sage has some, or at least one study showing that it had antidepressant activity. Specifically, it's diterpene scleriol, which is a component found in Clary Sage. It is we can use it as an antidepressant, whether in an inhaler or bath or scrub or, you know, even shampoo is a great way to affect the mind, body, kind of energy of the person. So that's a great way to use it as an antidepressant as well. I remember years ago, we worked with a shampoo for a friend's husband. He had post-traumatic stress. He was just out of the army, and he had bad dreams at night. So she didn't want to be like, I'm blending this for this, you know, I'm blending this for your nightmares. So instead, he took showers at night. She ended up using like Clary Sage, lavender, and mandarin in his shampoo. And it actually did really help with him being able to sleep through the night or less nightmares he was having. So it's a great oil to use for the antidepressive mood balancing, I'd say, about Clary Sage. And it works wonderfully with Roman chamomile, let's see, geranium. Geranium tends to be the oil we use for hormonal balancing for women. Patchouli is beautiful to work with as well with Clary Sage. So I have to, sorry, I know that makes a lot of sound. Let's see here. I'm going to blend Clary Sage, geranium, fennel, mandarin, and lavender, which I already have open here. And you can hold those bottles all together if you have your kit. And smell, and this would make a great massage, like abdominal massage oil for menstrual cramps or an inhaler for mood swings. Even general kind of sluggish digestion, stress relief. It smells beautiful together. These are all oils typically used for hormonal imbalance. Clary Sage, fennel, geranium, mandarin, and lavender really are beautiful. Years ago, I was teaching a class in Seattle, and there was a woman who had moved with her husband to Seattle, and she was in my class, and she was sharing with me that she had been anorexic from a young age, preteen, and how She used medication to in order to have a menstrual cycle. And she wanted to see if the essential oils would help bring her cycle on naturally. She was really wanting just to have a natural pregnancy, to get pregnant. So she started diffusing Clary Sage, fennel, mandarin, and geranium into her home. I remember she must have done it close to where she was doing her homework, because her homework smelled so heavenly. I used to just, whenever I got her homework, I just, could just smell the paper, and I knew. I mean, it was just like they smelled so beautiful. Anyhow, about 2 or 3 months into the program, she came to visit me at my office one day, and she said she couldn't believe it. Like in the third month of use, she'd gotten her menstrual cycle had come on without the medication, and I was so happy for her. She continued to work with the oils over the next, we would be in class for about 4 or 5 more months. So I don't know what happened, if she ever conceived or not, but I do know that the essential oils continued to help her have regular cycles that were brought on by her body rebalancing itself due to the essential oils. So just thought I would share that story with you. Clary Sage is great for any type of muscular spasm. It's helpful for, say, like a runner's cramp or spasm, as well as menstrual cramps or just, even like thinking of other places we have, like spasms, like a spasmodic cough. Clary Sage could be really useful along with cypress. So those two work well together. Get cypress out. So you have cypress, Clary Sage, and let's try ginger. This is what you do when you're starting to get to know the oils, this is what you do forever as you work with the oils. So I've put Clary Sage, ginger, and cypress together, and I'm just going to have a smell. So this would work nice on cramps. And it also has a nice warmth to it. So again, it's ginger, cypress, and Clary Sage. Clary Sage and Ylang go beautifully together. This would help for stress. I'm going to use sweet orange as well. So this is a nice kind of happy aroma. Is a kind of uplifting and yet calming and lifts the spirits, reducing stress. I could see this in like a cleanser for the shower, massage oil, Abhyanga, inhaler. Even diffusion into the environment. Beautiful blend. Sweet orange, Clary Sage, and Ylang Ylang. Clary Sage has a natural affinity with the female reproductive system. So it's indicated for things like menstrual cycle or menstrual imbalances, premenstrual syndrome, premenstrual tension, both on kind of a physical level, so if we have cramps, or also on an emotional level, that irritability, feeling kind of out of control, stress. Yeah, Clary Sage just has a really strong affinity to, and helps balance. It works well in that area with geranium. So Clary Sage, geranium, something simple like Clary Sage, geranium, and mandarin. For its ability to be balancing and also lightening, like lessening the weight we might feel sometimes during our menstrual cycle. Clary Sage works beautifully, believe it or not, with peppermint for muscular spasms as well. So sometimes I'll do a combination of Clary Sage, peppermint, and lavender for muscular cramps, and that's a really nice combination. Let's see. Let's do Clary Sage, vetiver, sweet orange. Now, how about grapefruit? This is what you do as you're exploring. Just before you start blending everything together, just kind of take some time to get to know how they complement each other. So I just take the lids off, hold the oils parallel, you know, so the caps are at the same height, and just waft under the nose. Yeah, vetiver, grapefruit, and Clary Sage. And this is a expressed grapefruit. Beautiful. Kind of to ground, but have the euphoria and the uplifting nature of grapefruit in the blend. All right, so that concludes a very brief talk on Clary Sage, and enjoy your journey with the other essential oils.